Only 53% of Americans between ages 18 to 34 eat breakfast, while those who are above 65, 83% of those who are above 65 enjoy breakfast. I just wanted to drop some knowledge on you before we get started with The Valley Life, where we talk about all the great and awesome things there are to do in the Valley. I'm your host, like every other week or week or so, Kendall Shannon, and today we have Boyd Bell from Waffle Love on our show.
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Of course.
It was a little hard reaching out to you at first, but...
A little bit. But we made it happen. Made it work.
So what made you want to get into waffles?
Yeah, so nothing really in the beginning, but an opportunity kind of presented itself.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, so grew up in the Valley my whole life, 818, shout out. grew up in Porter Ranch, went to high school at in Granada Hills, played all different kinds of sports, ended up playing baseball in college, which landed me in Utah, and baseball was going good, was getting my degree in communications, was going to kind of finish out ball, maybe see what happens with that, and then kind of go back home and maybe get into teaching, or didn't really have like a set
plan,
yeah, and there's this local spot, this kind of college restaurant called Waffle Love up in Salt Lake. Yeah. And it was kind of the spot to go to. Everyone would go there late night or even in the morning for breakfast. And the food just spoke for itself. Mm-hmm. And then it came to my graduation, and I find out that the owner and the founder of this little spot is an alumni from my school. So the next time I see him, we just start chatting it up, talking it up. And he's like, man, why don't you just bring one back to L.A. with you? And I'm just like, was this happening? Like, what? Mm-hmm. And sat on it for a while, finished out ball, and, you know, prayed about it. And next thing you know, here we are with a restaurant, full-blown restaurant in Northridge, and it's crazy how everything just worked out like that, man.
So was everything, like, super easy? Like, just do this, do this, do this? Or was it, like, figuring out?
Yeah, so it definitely took a lot of work. Before, it took, like, a year. We got the keys in April of 2015, mm-hmm. and we didn't open our doors until January of 16. So yeah, it's a year, pretty much a year.
Just about,
And that's a year of planning and working with the city and getting permits and the build out, and everything just takes way longer than you think it's gonna take. But it took time, and it all panned out. But no, tons and tons of work, and
So they say, like, it actually takes, like, 3 weeks to get, like, a license, it actually takes, like...
Oh, yeah, way longer, yeah. The working with the city is definitely a pain, especially being, you know, a small business, and you're not one of these big old giants where you know someone in the office, or whenever we would put in a permit or request, we just knew that our paper was going at the bottom of the stack. Right. So, you know, we just had to be patient with it, and...
Waffalo, who's Waffalo?
Yeah, right? So, yeah, they were in no hurry for us at all, but we eventually... Kept knocking, kept knocking. It's kind of like you getting me to come here and do this interview, man.
I do what I do.
Right? But, we just kept knocking, just knocking on doors, and one thing led to another, and we're here, man.
So how was opening day?
So opening day, we kind of took a different approach to it. Traditionally, you know, maybe a store or a restaurant would have this big, grand opening. We kind of did like a soft opening for 2 months, and we just kind of, so like the first day we would open from like 8 in the morning till noon. And just kind of just get our bearings, and we take the next day off, kind of resettle, and then slowly but surely be open 2 days a week, 3 days a week, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, and then probably after two or three weeks after that, we would just be like, all right, here we go, we're full blown, we're 8 to 10 restaurant every night, here we are. And then we actually didn't have our official grand opening until April. So we kind of used that first month or two to kind of get all the kinks out and stuff. But then that grand opening came, and it was awesome, man. Actually, because we had that 2 month or that month window of all just getting all the kinks out, we were making money, surprisingly. Okay. God is good on that note. And we were able to, for our actual grand opening, we were able to donate all of our proceeds to it's called Hope of the Valley, which is like a homeless shelter, kind of a resource area for the Valley. Awesome organization. But
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, having that gradual start was awesome for us. But it was, even those days in the beginning were kind of sketchy, like, are people going to show up?
Yeah.
Like, how's this going to go down? But, you know, it was kind of like how we started. We just knocked on doors and we're telling everybody. And I was on, we were right across the street from the campus at CSUN. Mm-hmm. So that first month, man, you would find me talking to anybody I could, that would get their ear, man. I'm just telling about waffles and people would like think I'm crazy.
Who's this guy?
I'm handing out, yeah, I'm handing out free waffle cards and they're just like looking at me like I'm crazy. But man, we made it work.
Yeah. So how do you guys appeal to the other demographics? Say, for instance, those who like pancakes compared to waffles.
Yeah. It's always, to this day, people walk in and they're always just kind of shocked. Like, well, do you have like hash browns or pancakes or this? Like our waffles are very, very unique. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you a second on that. So traditionally, this is kind of our spiel that our, when someone new walks in, which is a lot of the time, mm-hmm. Our waffles are made out of a dough. Opposed to a batter, kind of like your mom might make at home or just your local Denny's or IHOP. You know, you pour the batter on the iron. We actually make our dough in store fresh mm-hmm. every day. And inside that dough, we actually import little balls of sugar from Belgium. It's called pearl sugar.
What's so different about this sugar compared to regular sugar?
Yeah, so if we just use regular sugar, it wouldn't, the thing with the pearl sugar is, there's sugar in our dough as it is, mm-hmm. but we want the waffle to caramelize. So we get this pearl sugar from Belgium. It takes a super high temperature for it to melt. If you just put regular sugar on there, it's just going to melt right away. Mm-hmm. But we get the pearl sugar from Belgium, and it caramelizes the waffle, so it's going to have this nice glaze on it. It's going to be a little crunchy on the outside, still fluffy on the inside. With that caramelization of this pearl sugar, there is no syrup necessary. So you don't need syrup. So that's what sets the waffle apart. Uh-huh. Is that it can totally stand on its own. So when people walk in, they're like, yo, where's my pancakes at? Or they want the waffle, and they're like, I want syrup. We're just like, yo, chill, just try it, and it's going to speak for itself. But
do you still have syrup in the bag?
Like, we do have syrup in the back. You know, a lot more times than not, a family will come in and grandpa will just be so stuck in his ways. He's like, I don't care. I got my syrup. But when people walk in, we have a saying. It's just like, pancake's a bad word. Like, we don't say that word around here.
Oh,
but
excuse me.
No, for sure. But no, more times than not, people are walking out with a smile on their face and leaving a Yelp review.
I believe you guys have multiple kinds of waffles. Like, I think it was a croissant waffle.
Yeah, so we had that sweet waffle that comes on a dough.
Uh-huh.
And then our savory waffles come on a waffant, which is going to be half waffle, half croissant.
A waffant.
A waffant, baby.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you tell me where else you can find a waffant in the valley. You let me know if you do. But, no, the waffant is out of this world. It's not going to have that pearl sugar in it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on the savory side. It's going to be salty, buttery, a little crispy to it. Yeah.
So a croissant normally has like air pockets, or like, is the waffle also like that as well?
Kind of, yeah. So the way ours is set up is that there's 27 layers of butter, and in between each layer there can be pockets.
27 layers.
27 layers of butter. Yeah, man.
That sounds delicious.
Unreal, right? So that's what comes on our savory waffles, which would mm-hmm. be a grilled cheese, and there's also a breakfast sandwich as well.
Tell us about that breakfast sandwich.
So yeah, so that breakfast sandwich is going to have, it's like your typical, you know, kind of like your mom's bacon, egg, and cheese kind of a deal, mm-hmm. but it's on that croissant waffle. It's mm-hmm. out of this world. And then we have this Sammy sauce, which is like a sweet mayo-based breakfast sauce, and it's just dangerous. But actually, what's more dangerous is the grilled cheese. It's actually way more popular than the mm-hmm. breakfast Sammy.
Tell us about the grilled cheese. I believe you guys won an award.
Yeah. The other day, it was actually beginning of April. It's actually the day after my birthday. I come walking into the store, and the normal routine is someone walks in, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, have mm-hmm. you been with us before? And, you know, you can just tell right away if they've been there or not. And they're like, no, but, like, I saw that article in Time Magazine. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, you know, that article. I'm just like,
article in Time Magazine.
I was like, yeah, what article is in Time Magazine? I go talk to my partner, Mike. I'm like, you know about an article in Time Magazine? And he's like, no. And she's like, yeah, I saw your article in Time Magazine, and I want that grilled cheese. So I just play it off like, oh, yeah, for sure. Like, we'll get it going for you. As soon as she leaves, I'm just on the laptop like, what are you? And Time Magazine actually came out with they came out with an article of the 10 best grilled cheese in the nation.
Uh-huh.
And they did it in correlation with Yelp. And there were 10. Number one was a place in Hawaii. And
surprisingly.
So, right? And number two, and I mean, at this point, I'm thinking to myself, all right, maybe somehow we snuck on this list, or maybe somehow we're like, oh, like an honorable mention at the very bottom.
Yeah, like maybe a number eight if
you're
lucky.
Dude, we're number two. I was like, what? Like, they didn't reach out to us or anything. No idea. Didn't talk to a soul at Time Magazine, but sure enough.
Wow.
There she was, man. So that grilled cheese.
Something waves. Crucial.
Yeah. But so, how crazy is that? The number two grilled cheese in the nation is smack dab here in the Valley.
And it's a waffle place. It's not even like a sandwich
right?
place.
Yeah, and you got grilled cheese food trucks. You got all these kind of people fighting for grilled cheese food trucks. And mm-hmm. sure enough, man, it's right here in Northridge.
So is it like two waffles and cheese in the middle? Is it the waffle itself as the grilled
yeah,
cheese?
Yeah, so what we do is we cook it just like a normal waffle, and we just cut it in half. And then we have this house-made garlic butter. It's got Parmesan cheese, and it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And then we throw in Munster cheese, provolone cheese, and we serve it on the side with a homemade tomato basil bisque that takes 6 hours to make.
6 hours?
Yeah, we make it every day.
Is it like ferment or something? Like
No, it just takes forever for the onions to caramelize, and it's honestly, it takes a long time because it's mm-hmm. a big batch. Mm-hmm. But it's not your just typical can of Campbell's tomato soup. It's bomb.
It's bomb. Do you guys serve tomato soup on the side?
Yeah, yeah, that tomato basil soup comes with it. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, it's a bisque. It's just a fancy word for soup. It's like a little chunkier, but it's the real deal.
So, excuse me.
And if we're on the topic of savory options.
Yes, you guys had avocado toast.
We got an avocado toast as well, mm-hmm. and it's going to be an avocado with some sea salt shavings on top of that wafant. And then we're hoping here, you know, we like I said in the beginning, things take a long time to come into fruition, mm-hmm. but pretty soon here, we're going to be having fried chicken and waffles, man.
So, you guys have, like, a homemade recipe?
Yep. It's not frozen chicken that we're just going to reheat. It's buttermilk.
Please no.
Buttermilk, hand-breaded, and what kind of sets it apart is that it's got a little kick to it. It's not going to be this, like, you know, this. It is buttermilk-based, mm-hmm. but it's going to snap you a little bit at the end.
So is it going to be able to compete with Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles? Because that's like, everybody knows about
that's
Roscoe's.
That's where it's at, right? Yeah. It's just different. It's completely different. The chicken at Waffles is going to be this, at Roscoe's, it's just more of a big piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. I've been going there for years. But I think ours is, it's a little more, the chicken's a little more higher quality. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to taste like your average piece of fried chicken that, you know, Roscoe's is awesome. But I think their fried chicken, it's not out of this world. But the combo of it is dangerous.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say that our quality of the chicken is going to be a little bit higher. And then on the waffle, like I said, you don't need syrup.
That's so, what I was going to ask.
Exactly. You can totally throw the syrup on there. Mm-hmm. But then also, too, we got different waffles, too. We got a churro waffle. We got like a cinnamon roll waffle. Throw some chicken on.
How do you make a cinnamon roll waffle?
Throw some chicken on top of that. Getting dangerous, man. But no, we have it's called the Sin of Love, and when people ask what it's about, it's just our version of the cinnamon roll. It's comparable to like a Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
We just make house-made cinnamon butter that we make in the back, right next to the soup, right next to the dough, all mm-hmm. that. And then we make our own
cinnamon butter.
Cream cheese frosting, too. So, yeah, that's actually my mom's favorite. Shout out, Mom.
Shout out, Mom.
But, yeah, that's a good one, definitely.
So what do you put this cream cheese frosting on?
So that's going to go on top of the Sin of Love, just like a cinnamon roll,
okay,
kind of.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But you can always build your own, come in, and just go to town on whatever you want.
So I saw that different locations kind of have, like, different things that you guys offer.
Right.
So, like...
Yeah, and that's
multiple
all...
Multiple questions. Like,
yeah.
So first off, say, for instance, if I wanted something that was at another location, could I order it at this one?
Yeah. So in terms of the sweet waffles, everything is going to be standard throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure on that, unless another store is doing their own thing, maybe in Utah or Arizona or something like that. But the only two stores here in LA are going to be in Long Beach and Northridge.
Mm-hmm.
And Long Beach opened up with their chicken permit already, so they were already rolling the dice with their fried chicken and waffles.
Mm.
They got a chicken tartine, they got a chicken sandwich, so they're ready to go. And unfortunately, we get some folks that come in, they're like, yo, where's the chicken and waffles? And I'm like, that's at the Long Beach shop. But we're gonna have chicken and waffles someday, and we're getting pretty close to that someday.
You said 2 weeks, right? Oh, sorry if it's not.
No,
two
no,
weeks.
No, 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 no. That's kind of what we're shooting for. We have everything ready to go. We're approved to do it. We're just dealing with this awkward counter space, and we need a mm-hmm. fridge that is just a specific height, and we can't find it right now, but we are close. We're shopping all over the country looking for one, but we're just waiting for the one fridge, yeah.
This fridge.
Yeah, we've already tested out the chicken on customers. They love it. The staff's trained on it. There's nothing holding us back but just a fridge so we can prep the chicken.
So I wanted to ask, do you guys have like a secret menu? Or is it really just the build your own?
Yeah. I mean, for example, avocado toast isn't really on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And you already caught wind of that. But not really. It's kind of like, in a sense, it might be like Jamba Juice. Like, yeah.
Well, Jamba Juice has an extensive secret menu.
Yeah, for sure. And their secret menu is just basically, at the end of the day, it's just like a build your own kind of that got a name put on it.
True.
So, like, for example, like at our restaurant, we have like our signature waffles, probably 8 to 10 of them. But then there's all these toppings. Mm-hmm. And maybe someday, you know, there'll be a time when it's like the combination of this, 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 and this is going to have a name to it, you know? As my brother and sister both work for me, and my brother's name is Brock, and he does this waffle.
Boyd and Brock
and Bailey. Bailey cooks in the back.
Great.
But he kind of has his little Brock special.
Uh-huh.
It's not on the menu, but you got 40-year-old people walking in like, yo, give me the Brock special. And I'm like, how do you know about the Brock special, man? And it's like this chocolate stuff waffle with like strawberries and cream cheese frosting and stuff. But yeah, maybe, I mean, that's not really too secret going on, but.
What would be like your like go-to?
Or my go-to? Ooh. It's not going to be.
On menu.
It's not headline news because I just like, honestly, the plain waffle.
Wow.
The plain waffle. But I guess you go through phases and stuff. But at the end of the day, that plain one is phenomenal. Most folks come in for the first time and they see all these options and we're going to build this crazy monster of a waffle, you know. And at the end of the day, you're just loading up all this sweet stuff. You can't even taste the waffle.
Mm.
And like I said in the beginning, that's what kind of sets us apart is
the waffle is
sweet on its own. You don't need syrup. You don't need anything. So when people walk in for the first time and then there's like, Give me the caramel. Give me the fried ice cream. Give me this.
Fried ice cream.
Yeah, we have fried ice cream.
How does that work?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay.
That's a little different. That's a different story. We kind of keep that on the down low.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the fried ice cream is bomb. But my favorite, if I was going to go off the board, I would probably go with the Red Wonder. And the Red Wonder is going to have this European cookie butter on top of it. Homemade whipped cream, strawberries and raspberries. It's out of control.
Have you guys ever thought of having like different flavor kind of doughs? Like say for instance like a red velvet dough or like a
cake or... Yeah, we are always, the wheels are always turning. Like for example, like we have like employee meetings once a month and we just take 10 minutes out of it every time to just shout ideas for different waffles.
Nice.
And we mess around in the kitchen when we on like an off day or something and try and play around with different stuff, but right now we are just gung-ho on this chicken, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then once chicken gets up and running, then we'll on to the next adventure.
So have you guys had any celebrities that have come in?
Ooh, yes. And I should know her name, but I don't.
Oh, man.
Anne
Hathaway.
No, I wish. She's not as famous anymore. She used to be on All That back in the day. She comes in maybe once or twice a week, and God bless her. I don't know her name.
She's a regular.
I'm trying to think who else would be. We got, what's his name? He's like a EDM DJ who comes in. I'm going to butcher it. I know his Instagram handle is like I am ETC. I think he goes by either ETC or like et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
But he's got mad followers on Instagram, and he comes in. He's mad cool.
Has he ever offered to put on a set for like waffle?
Right? No, he hasn't. But he puts on his story all the time, and I'm like, my man.
For sure.
Who else though? Nothing. I haven't seen anything too wild, but hopefully sooner than later.
Dang. So yeah. What would you do if you saw like Shaq or like Kevin Hart or like
Ryan Holland actually came in, who used to play basketball at UCLA and in the NBA.
Nice.
But
I don't know him, but nice.
Yeah.
Was he taller than you?
Oh, dude, he was huge. Huge. He came walking, and I was like, he played in the league. And then I'm like, oh, it's Ryan Holland. And then I played off like it's no big deal. But in my head, I'm like, it's Ryan Holland.
Oh, my God, he's here.
But if someone like A-list would walk in, I don't know. I'd probably just be like, sit down and let me just take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, hopefully one day.
And you were saying that you're a franchise yourself?
Yeah, I mean, for lack of better words, it's a franchise. So in Utah, it's kind of a really cool story how it started. His name's Adam. On his last dollar, down to his last dollar, and he got a loan. Family of four, got fired from his job, and he's just like, what am I going to do? How am I going to support my family? And sure enough, he took down like a broken down like bread truck, turned into a food truck, and started as a food truck in Utah, and going to farmers markets, and now it's turned into like this little mini empire in Utah, and all of them in Utah are all corporate, they're all his, and the fact that he kind of wanted me to bring one out here and like franchise it is just crazy, because he's got people calling him, lining up every day. Hey, let me franchise it. Hey, I want it in New York. I want it here. I want it there. And he's just like, no. And then all of a sudden, you know, this random guy from Porter Ranch, he's like, hey, man, why don't you do it? And like,
just a blessing.
Oh, huge blessing. But yeah, we got a really cool relationship on that end. And hopefully we can just keep popping them up all over LA.
And you guys do wedding cakes? I saw something like that.
Yeah, man. We haven't done one out here in L.A. yet, but in Utah, that's the kind of the thing to do these days. Is
a wedding cake of waffles.
A waffles. And it's just not your regular Eggo. It's our Liège-style waffle, no syrup, and the girls got flowers all over them. It's pretty cool.
I saw it, man. It looked beautiful.
Right? Oh, yeah. You can see those on Waffle Love SoCal on Instagram, at Waffle Love SoCal. What? Yeah, that's where you can see the wedding cakes.
And I saw also one more picture that you had like an egg inside of the waffle itself.
Yeah. So that's gonna be that breakfast Sammy. So we're gonna have that. It's like a grilled cheese with a little bit less cheese, obviously. We got an over medium egg, bacon, provolone cheese, and then the Sammy sauce. And then also there's a chicken tartine, which is coming to a store near you in Northridge. But so it's gonna be that croissant waffle. It's going to have a chicken breast on it, southern chicken breast, spicy, over medium egg, avocado, and then our breakfast sauce on top with a little bit of tomatoes.
That sounds delicious.
So the savory stuff is coming. The savory stuff is coming.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's all the time we have left for this week of The Valley Life, where there's no better life than a life in the valley. Boyd, can you tell us where to find you at?
Yeah. We're located in Northridge, literally a rock throw away from CSUN's campus on Reseda, just south of Plummer, 9411 Reseda Boulevard.
All right, you've heard it here first. Thanks for the wafterful journey.
My man.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, I like it.
Much love, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you.